This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at cattle for Wednesday, November 23rd. Well, on Monday, we had a gap up in cattle and we needed to get some follow through yesterday or at least to hold those gaps. And we kind of barely did that yesterday. We didn't get any follow through to the upside. On the gaps, we actually filled the gap on January feeders. The back months managed to hold those gaps for feeders and for live cattle as well. We held the gaps, but we certainly did not get any follow through to the upside. So this kind of sets the stage for a market that is seemingly running out of gas up here. We had a nice pop to the upside on a relatively bullish cattle on feed report, and now we've gotten nothing as far as follow through to the upside. So it's a concern. We'll see what action we get today, but I think if this market comes back down and closes below the gap from which would be Friday's high, then I think we have given ourselves a sell signal here. So even though, you know, I would look for the seasonal for live cattle to stay strong up into early December, we're on point here, you know, looking for a high and, you know, looking for a sell signal. If this gap fails and if the market, you know, slips, then I think we've gotten that sell signal. In feeders, it could be forming, you know, completing the formation of a larger ABC type of correction to the upside. And if that happens, that would suggest we got another notable leg down coming. Now, that kind of defies the fundamentals where the cattle on feed report, it was bullish because placements were lower than expected. So I think we're getting into the tight numbers of cattle available to be put into feedlots. But still, if you know, the formation shows us something, you kind of have to trade it. And my concern is that what it's showing us is that it's just an ABC correction to the upside from the long sell-off that we had from mid-August to early October. And then you get that correction, then you look for another leg down. I don't know fundamentally what would drive that to the downside, but technically that's what the market's starting to show us. And if we close below that gap from Friday, I think the market is telling us that it's done on the upside, at least for the short term. On the cash side, no cash trades so far this week, but we have box beef values were higher yesterday. Choice was up 106 at 257, select up 95 at 234. The spread gained 11 cents. We're sitting at 22.45. Movement was 157 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week at 257,000 head. That's the same as where we were a week ago, and it's up 11,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index was cash index was unchanged at 174.64. The holiday hour trading, we're going to have a normal day today, and of course tomorrow's closed, and then we'll open up in the normal time on Friday, but we'll close early. We're going to close 11:05 Mountain Time on Friday. So we got a short day on Friday. I would expect the market's going to be pretty quiet. Now, next week is a full kill week for the slaughter plants, so they're going to be needing to get some numbers bought this week. I would presume they're going to do that today. They like to get all that wrapped up before, you know, the Thursday holiday, and a lot of guys want to take Friday off. So I would imagine you're going to see a lot of cash activity taking place today. That'll set the tone for Friday somewhat and into next week. But again, seasonally, by that first week of December, usually the packers and the retailers have wrapped up their buying for the Christmas and New Year's holiday. And typically that tends to drive prices higher up into the early D's time window. And then we start to drift lower into the holidays. And after you get in after the first of the year, retail demand usually focuses on the lower grade cuts of beef. So again, we're looking for a seasonal high to come in. The market clearly has been rallying into this window, and we're pretty close to that, you know, first week of December, so we want to be watchful for sell signals. This gap that we had on Monday gives us something to key off of as far as the technicals, so we're watching that very closely. It's very possible the market will just go quiet and trade sideways for a few sessions, and then we stall out into next week, and that's our time window. So we're We're very watchful here. I think the market is telling us that there's not a lot more upside here. I mean, we had a nice gap up on Monday. We just got no follow through at all. The market's struggling to hold it. That's a pretty big red flag. And so I think at best we'll, you know, chop around and kind of hold ourselves together into next week. But boy, I'd be looking for a sell signal to start leaning on the short side of both lives and feeders in this first sell signal that we get. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.